Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. Well, if you've ever been in a situation where you have been in need and you have not known how to ask to get that need fulfilled, then you are listening to the right broadcast today. I want to talk to you about how to get whatever you want. And I'm going to cover five keys to asking intelligently. Get a pen, get ready, take some notes, and we're going to go through this. Number one, you must ask specifically. Now, before you even ask, you have to get clear on exactly what you want and what you need. And part of that is really understanding what's going to happen if you get it. What will you gain? What will you lose? How do you know that you have it once you receive it? What results do you want to be produced in your life because of it? All these different questions of really identifying what exactly do you need. So when you ask someone for something, they know exactly what you're asking for. The other aspect of this is that sometimes in communication, if we are not clear on what we want and clear in our communication of what we want, it can lead to misunderstanding. And how many know that I could sit here and I could give you two different words and I could ask you what they mean to you? And if we were in a group of, say, 10 people and everyone wrote down what that word, those two words meant to them, there's going to be a big variety of definitions that don't match. One word's going to mean something to someone else. Another word's going to mean something to someone else. So it's really important to understand the art of communication, getting your point across, and really whittling down, if you will, summarizing specifically what it is that you want. Okay, so number two, you must ask someone who has the ability to help you. If you ask people that don't have the ability to help you, then you're wasting your time, obviously. So make sure that it's somebody that can actually fulfill that request. An example of this is I heard a gentleman say the other day, he's really popular, and he said, people that get my attention, they ask and ask and ask and ask. And then he said, but I don't do podcast interviews anymore. So you know that if you want something from him, you have to ask, ask, and ask, and ask. But if you were to ask him to do a podcast interview, which I almost did, then you know that that's a closed door, right? So the next thing that you really want to do in the process of asking is create value for that person. So you don't want to just blindly go up to somebody and start asking them for stuff, right? So many people do this, and it's such a turnoff on so many levels. And it's so important to understand the process of building a relationship, and especially in business, because our intention is to build a business. But we have to develop those relationships in order to build that business. If you're able to create value for that person on some level, then when you go and ask them for something, you're going to have a higher rate of return. Don't go to somebody and expect them to help you if you haven't done something first for them. Find out what their needs are first and fill their needs, and they'll want to help you. And it's so important to find out what their needs are. Really ask them what their needs are. They might not have any needs at the moment. Or you might want to ask them, and they say, I don't really have any needs right now. You might want to ask them later on, come back to them and ask them again. The truth of the matter is that they may not think that you can provide a solution to their particular need. And so if you just ask them, what are your needs? They may not even share their particular need with you. So part of that is building that relationship, understanding them, getting to know them, finding out what those needs are, and then being able to deliver. Number four, ask them with congruent beliefs. When you ask someone for something, you have to believe they're really going to say yes. One way to do this is completely outgive them to such an extreme in what you're providing them before you even ask that you know that they will respond. If you are going above and beyond, really doing amazing things for someone, then chances are they're going to be more likely to give you what you need. Okay, number five, you want to ask and tell. This is really important because you can ask someone for something, they could be busy. You need to ask again, ask again, ask again. Sometimes you need to ask in a different way. Asking intelligently means that you ask until, that you ask another way, and you try another approach. But if you keep on asking the same person, there are some people that are going to say no forever. And so if you're in that situation, then go ask somebody else. Don't limit yourself to just that one person. I hope that this process helps you. I have had people come to me and ask me, Amy, what do you need? And just blindly, without me ever really getting to know them, what they have to offer or what I think that they could possibly provide in my life. And I may not feel like I'm willing to give up information about my needs to that particular person. So you have to build a certain level of trust or respect through what you do, the value that you offer in your life, before you get to that point, and spend some time investing in them instead of just the blind ask, if you will. So I hope that this helps you today. And if you are in a situation where you are in need, then I highly suggest that you begin to ask. Because as they say, you have not because you ask not. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful day. I want to close this broadcast with one quote from Lewis Pasteur. And it says, chance favors the prepared mind. Prepare yourself for whatever it is that you are in need of. And so when it comes, you can receive it. We'll see you guys next week. And again, thanks for listening to my program.